Joining us live to talk about it, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Madam Mayor, welcome back to WTOP.
Thanks for having me, Sean. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, we've heard from Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. He's unveiled his Phase 1 reopening plan. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, your counterpart over there, is elaborating on his plans tomorrow. What's your time frame on letting us know your reopening plans for the city?
Well, we certainly are going to be talking about all aspects of our reopening this week, and you are right. We have a stay-at-home order in place, and there are various levels of staying at home across our region. I was very happy to see the governor of Virginia ensure that the northern Virginia counties that surround the district would be able to maintain a stay-at-home posture if those officials elect to do so. What we know is that we continue to have the spread of the virus all over the national capital region. And we are all looking for how we can slowly turn on our economies while containing the virus and being able to isolate any new cases of the virus as we reopen.
You have held to a contention that we may see a peak of virus cases late this month in the district. Are you staying with that?
Our modeling indicates, and what we see on the ground and what we always thought, is that we would have the most cases in May, followed by a peak in hospitalizations by about 2 weeks. Our hospitals have worked very hard to be ready for that peak, adding surge beds. Yesterday, we opened what we call our insurance policy at the convention center, almost 450 beds, so that we can handle any surge.
You've gradually expanded the number of places in the city where someone can get a virus test if needed. Are you satisfied with how the testing program is going?
We know we have to do a lot more testing, and we know that we'll have to do a lot more testing in the community as we reopen, when those reopening plans happen. We want people to be able to call up their doctor and go and get a test. And right now, of course, they can do that. They can do it at a number of our citywide testing facilities, which are located on coronavirus.dc.gov. But we know that we're going to need regular testing in the community that people are comfortable with so that they will also be comfortable going back to work.
You've pressed for an aggressive program of contact tracing in the district to try to isolate the virus. Where does that program stand right now?
Very well, actually. We put out a solicitation. We got an overwhelming response. We've already hired the managers who are training, and we'll be hiring from the applicants over the next 2 weeks. So we feel very good about that. We are going to have an aggressive program because that's what it takes. When we say we're reopening in the situation where we're in, where there's no treatment and there's no cure, and there's no vaccine. So what we know is that when people stop social distancing and start mixing more, that more people will get infected. So it's very critical that those folks can get tested and get tested quickly and be able to isolate at their home, or if they're not able to isolate at their home, they're going to need some help getting away from their family or housemates so that the virus doesn't spread.
You may have heard the news this afternoon that Major League Baseball is aiming for a July 4th season opening. I know you are a big Nationals fan, but are you optimistic the city could be ready for the resumption of baseball in Nats Park by then?
If they are playing, as I think that their announcement would include, that they would only be they wouldn't be playing with fans, and that's sad for all of us who are fans. But it would still be nice to be able to watch baseball on TV. So we will continue to wait to hear from Major League Baseball about what their plans are. But we know that we look forward to watching the Nats on TV.
One more before we go. There would be some who say that you are moving too slowly, that maybe we need to step up reopening the city to help the economy. What would you say to the critics?
Well, what I say to Washingtonians is when they talk to me, they tell me that they appreciate that we're following the science and we're following the facts. And we have been very methodical about how we've approached this, and we're going to continue to do so. And I have to tell you, that's what I see in my counterparts in Maryland and Virginia as well. We all want to get open, trust me. We want our economy back. We want our kids back in school. We want access to all of the great things in Washington, D.C. that has made us a cultural and entertainment and sports capital. But none of us would do ourselves any favors if we've given up 7-8 weeks of our lives just to be back here in November shut down. So we have to be smart. We have to follow the science, and we have to get ready to reopen. There isn't going to be a light switch that switches on. So all of our businesses and workers who are out there, we should all be thinking about what it's going to take to make ourselves safe and back at work.
Mayor Bowser, thanks for checking in with us, and we hope to talk to you again soon. Thanks. Take care. That's D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.